All right, time to get ready for our 300th episode recording today. This is so wild. Bum 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 bum. Turn on Audition for our backup and Riverside and all the mics. Rachel should be waiting in the call for me. Wait a sec. Where's Rachel? For that matter, where's Aaron? Where are my fellow Lutheran ladies? My sisters in Christ?
Wee, 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 oh, man.
Scene 1. KFUO Radio, Podcast Studio E.
Something is definitely fishy here. Like, it literally smells very much like dead fish in the studio all of a sudden. Where are Rachel and Aaron? And where did this giant barrel come from?
Oh, hello. Guten Tag.
Ah! Who are you and where did you come from?
I might ask almost the same thing. Who are you and where am I?
Well, I'm Sarah Golseth, and you're in the studios of KFUO, the official broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.
Lutheran? As in Dr. Luther?
Well, yes, actually. We're a church body that clings to the Christian faith as Martin Luther taught and confessed it.
That's wonderful. I have been trying to get to Wittenberg to talk with Dr. Luther himself. Is he here? I'm such a huge fan.
No, he's not here. Who did you say you were again?
Oh, I'm Katharina Vambora. Since you're pretty obviously a sister in Christ, you can call me Katie. And maybe you can help me. You see, I was on my way to Wittenberg after I and some of my fellow Luther fangirls left the convent at Nimshin.
Left?
Okay, so maybe the story is a little more complicated. What actually happened is we ran away. We love Lutheran theology, so we wrote to Dr. Luther asking him to help us escape. He sent Herr Kupa, the herring delivery man, to smuggle us out of the convent in a wagon full of empty herring barrels. Said it was the best he could do. Could he not have found flour barrels? Beer barrels? Even sauerkraut would have been better than herring. We took what God provided and got in. I climbed in the backmost barrel and so that I could watch the road behind us and keep any of the other sisters from falling out. But then when we were going up a really steep rise, Herr Kupa, not the greatest driver, if I'm honest, he hit a massive tree root and jostled the entire wagon. My barrel fell right out of the back and rolled down the hill with me in it.
Oh no.
That was not pleasant. Smell of herring does not relieve motion sickness.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. By the time the barrel rolled to a stop, the wagon was long gone. I waited for the world to stop spinning and then said a prayer and tried to think of what to do next. That's when I saw these buttons on the inside of the barrel, a yellow button and a green button. I touched the yellow button and it spoke to me, asking, "Where do you want to go?" I know. At first, I thought the thing was possessed. Witches are everywhere. You know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. But then I remembered that I am a baptized child of Christ and that no schemes of the devil can harm me. Mm-hmm. I thought, too, that perhaps this was a good gift of God to help me. So I answered. I said, "I want to find my fellow Lutheran ladies, my sisters in Christ." And it said, "Push the green button." That's strange, I thought, but I did it. Then the barrel made a lot of noise and there were these flashing lights and here I am.
That's amazing. I was just looking for my own Lutheran lady sisters in Christ when you appeared out of nowhere.
You too. Did your sisters also drive away in a loaded herring cart and leave you?
Well, no. I don't know where they are, though, to be honest.
Oh, well, hop in. Join me. Let's push this button some more and see if this crazy contraption will take us to them.
I mean, I guess if we're not recording, I've got a little free time this afternoon. Why not? It's not every day a time machine lands in the studio.
Time machine? Is that what this is?
Pretty obviously.
All right, then. Let's go for a ride in our herring barrel time machine. Push the button, Sarah.
Wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-oh-man.
Scene 2. Leipzig, Germany. 1726.
This doesn't look like the road to Wittenberg, but at least I think we're back in Germany.
I don't see any of our Lutheran ladies here either. I'll ask. Excuse me, ma'am, where are we? And also, when are we?
Guten Morgen, meine Damen. Wir sind in Leipzig und...
Auf Englisch, bitte. Sie ist Amerikanerin.
Ach, I am so sorry. I did not know. Wir are in Leipzig in the year of our Lord, 1726. My name is Anna Magdalena Bach. Frau to Herr Johann Sebastian Bach, who is cantor at the Thomasschule here.
So does that mean you are also a Lutheran lady, a sister in Christ?
But of course.
Wait a minute. You're Anna Magdalena Bach. I love your husband's music so much.
I know. Everyone does. It's so good. But that man, let me tell you, such a workaholic. He barely leaves the organ bench except to eat and sleep, and sometimes not even then. I often wonder if he only married me to care for his children from his first marriage so that he could work till all hours without any distraction. And I can't help thinking that he's still in love with his dead wife, Maria Barbara. She was his childhood sweetheart, you know. Mm. Also his second cousin, but you didn't hear that from me.
No.
But, of course, his one true love is his music. I can never measure up to that. I thought at one time that perhaps I could. I'm a very good soprano, you know. I sang in the court of Prince Leopold of Anhalt-Köthen before my marriage, but now it seems I'm only good for babies. There are Maria Barbara's four, of course, and also Christiana, Gottfried, Christian, little Elisabeth, and who knows how many others who come along. They, and my husband's students, and my own duties as Frau Kapellmeisterin Bach, keep me busy all day long. I only stepped out for a breath of fresh air and to buy some herring for dinner. And I followed my nose to this alley where I find only an empty herring barrel and some not very fresh air, and you. You are very kind to listen.
You are our sister in Christ. Of course we have time to listen to you.
I still can't get over it. You're Bach's wife.
Yeah. Bach's wife. Sometimes I think that's all I am. The world will remember him for certain. Such an amazing genius. Will it remember me? Who am I? That it should.
Listen to yourself. Anna Magdalena Bach, are you a Lutheran lady?
Yeah.
Are you a baptized child of God, redeemed by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone?
Yeah, klar.
Then Christ remembers you. That's what matters. Christ remembers you. Who cares what the world thinks or who it remembers?
You are right. Christ remembers me. The Lord, he knows.
And also, I really don't think you're going to be forgotten by the world either. At least, not if I have anything to say about it.
Anyway, my dear Frau Bach, we must be going. But never forget, to be a Lutheran lady is to rest always in the grace of Christ. He will never forget you or forsake you.
I will remember. Farewell.
Wow, Katie, you're a pretty good theologian.
I learned from one of the best. Shall we see where the herring barrel takes us next? push the button, Sarah.
Amen.
Scene 3. Perry County, Missouri. 1841.
Okay, so where are we now?
It could be Germany. Looks a little like the area around Altenburg, perhaps?
Pardon me, but I couldn't help overhearing. You know Altenburg? In Deutschland? I mean Germany. You must excuse my English. I only recently arrived here in Perry County, Missouri. America is still new for me.
Wait, Perry County? Are you perhaps Emily Walther, the wife of CFW Walther?
I think perhaps you are mistaken. My name is Amelia Bunger. I live with my mother, Christiana. Mama Bunger, some call her. I esteem Pastor Walther very much. And I have reason to believe he may be fond of me also, but he has never spoken to me about marriage.
Not yet, he hasn't.
But you are a fellow Lutheran lady?
Yes, certainly. I'm Evangelisch. Lutheran? At least I think I am. Sometimes lately I have wondered, though.
Why would you wonder about that?
You see, we left behind our homeland, our churches, every connection to our rich heritage of faith in the land of Luther. Even our bishop is lost to us now. It turns out Bishop Stefan was not a good man.
Oh, we know.
So we sent him across the river in a rowboat.
Rightly so.
But now we are all wondering if we can really still consider ourselves part of the true church. Bishop Stefan may have been the one in the rowboat, but all of us who are still on this side of the river, the fools who left everything to follow him, are the ones who feel lost at sea. We ourselves have been cast adrift in a river of doubt.
Surely Pastor Walther can help you figure things out. He's a man of deep faith and great integrity.
Ah, yes, Ferdinand is everything that a man of God should be, but he's no bishop. Can he truly lead our church?
Listen to me, Emily. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord?
With all my heart.
And in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, yes.
And do all these scruffy pioneers around you believe the same?
They most certainly do.
Well, I'm no pastor, so I'll let this Pastor Walther drive this home to you with sure and certain comfort of the gospel. But from all I've read of scripture and the writings of that absolute dreamboat, Dr. Luther, I'd say you are all definitely members of the true church, the body of Christ. And you, dear girl, are my sister in Christ.
I suppose you're right. I know you are right. What a joy it is to know Christ and to be made a member of his body. Oh, I must go find my dear, my dear Mama Binger and tell her about this. Goodbye. And thank you, you dear women smelling vaguely of stale herring.
What a gal. If we are when I think we are, she's going to really enjoy mail call in just a few months' time.
As for us, it's time to be off. Push the button, Sarah.
Amen.
Scene 4. Manchester, England, 1854.
I don't think we're in Perry County anymore, Sarah.
Nope. Welcome to the Industrial Revolution, Katie. Where else could we be?
Me? Who are you? Why have you deposited a large barrel into my private book room? And why does that barrel smell so strongly of fish?
I am.
We're friends. Sisters in Christ. Lutheran ladies. Are you a fellow Lutheran lady by any chance?
No, as it happens. I'm a born and bred daughter of the Anglican Church. Sorry to disappoint.
Ugh, stupid time machine. How could it have been wrong? It's never wrong.
Wait a sec. Is this your book sitting here on the table? It looks brand new. That means you must be...
Miss Catherine Winkworth, at your service.
Oh, man. I think I need to sit down. I might be hyperventilating just a little bit. Ah, oh, Catherine Winkworth!
My smelling salts are on the table if you need them.
May I see the book? Lyra Germanica? But these are Lutheran hymns.
It's true. I am deeply passionate about German Lutheran hymnody. I wanted to share this rich treasure with the English-speaking world. So I translated one hymn for each Sunday in the church year, and, well, yes, I published them. The finished copy arrived by post yesterday. I am rather proud of it.
These verses are exquisite, truly beautiful. Only someone who shared the faith and imagination of the original poet could possibly have translated them to English in such a way. Are you sure you aren't Lutheran?
I am sure.
Positive?
Quite.
I'm not. Well, Katie, if there really aren't any Lutheran ladies here, one last chance to say it out loud, Catherine.
Still not Lutheran. Sorry.
Well, then we should probably keep traveling. Who knows how many more button pushes it will take to find the Lutheran ladies we're actually looking for. And who knew there were so many?
It's been a pleasure meeting you, Catherine. Don't forget, Lutheran is a confession, not an ethnicity.
I will bear that in mind. Thank you for the reminder. Bon voyage, Lutheran ladies. Wee, 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 oh, man.
Scene 5. Somewhere in Wyoming, 1910.
Oh, at least the air is clearer here.
But where on earth is here? The surface of the moon?
Home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play. Oh, well, howdy there, neighbors. I didn't see you arrive. I'm Dr. Bessie. Can I help you?
Wait, Bessie Raywinkle?
Dr. Bessie Effner. I've never married.
Yet.
Can a woman be a doctor?
You know, you're not the first person to ask that question. The answer is yes, especially in a place as forlorn and desolate as Wyoming. When people out here get sick or injured or face a difficult lying in, they don't worry too much about whether their doctor is a man or a woman. They're just glad there's a doctor around at all.
It does seem rather isolated out here.
Oh, don't I know it. Seems like I do get awful lonely sometimes. Back in Iowa, folks were thick on the ground, like cattle in the feedlot on their way to the train yard. Out here, it's more, I don't know, free range. It can be kind of discouraging sometimes.
I get that. When I got stuffed into that convent, I had to say goodbye to everyone I'd ever known and loved. I was very lonely for a while, but then I discovered a different kind of fellowship. This time, with my sisters in Christ. And when we started geeking out together over Dr. Luther's writings, we formed an even tighter bond. So tight, in fact.
It's funny that you should mention Luther. That new young pastor in town, the one who came to consult me recently, he also loves Luther's works.
Oh, good.
You don't say. Sounds like a great guy. Mm-hmm. You should definitely see more of him. And I should get Katie back into the herring barrel. I think she's missing her fellow Lutheran ladies pretty badly right now.
I won't lie. I do miss my sisters. But I'll tell you this, my dear sister Bessie, in Christ, we are never alone. And what's more, he sends faithful brothers and sisters into our lives wherever we may go. Even in, Where are we again?
Wyoming.
Even in Wyoming. Go talk to that young pastor. He'll back me up on this.
I'll do that. Godspeed, friends. And thank you.
Amen.
Scene 6. Unchi, China. 1943.
Duck and cover! Incoming!
Oh, wait. This isn't a Japanese bomb. It's a...
a herring barrel. Hi, I'm Katie. And this is Sarah. We're looking for our fellow Lutheran ladies, sisters in Christ.
Well, sister, you've sure found one. And I'm glad you're here. We could use a few more hands right now. I keep asking the mission board for more help, but they seem to think it isn't safe to send more missionaries to China in the middle of a war. Pshaw! The Chinese people need Jesus even more in wartime than they did in peacetime. Here, you start stuffing diapers into this bag. No. You lash these bamboo poles to the crib over there. Oh. I need to go check on the babies.
Babies? Are you Gertrude Simon by any chance?
One and the same. Now, if you don't mind, I need less talking and more lashing. If you hadn't noticed, there's a war going on here. It isn't safe for my poor dear orphan charges to stay here in Inxi, so we're evacuating. The older girls have been sent to live in the country, but those families couldn't shelter the tiny ones. So we're loading up all 22 babies for the trip to Wanxin, where maybe they'll survive this awful war.
But isn't Wanxin like 200 miles away? And aren't there mountains between here and there? Do you have a plane?
Or a herring barrel?
I'm a missionary. I don't have a plane. Or a herring barrel. And yes, it is 200 miles away. But I didn't come all the way from Wisconsin to abandon my vocation now. God has put these little ones in my life and called me to care for them, and if that means walking to Kingdom Come with a diaper bag over my shoulder, I'll do it.
It's just like Dr. Luther says in his treatise on good works. So a Christian who lives in this confidence toward God, knows all things, can do all things, undertakes all things that are to be done, and does everything cheerfully and freely. Not that he may gather many merits and good works, but because it is a pleasure for him to please God thereby, and he serves God purely for nothing, content that his service pleases God.
That's it! Exactly! And now, if you fellow Lutheran ladies will pardon me, I've got a million things to do before we get underway this afternoon.
We actually have to be going, too. Just like you, we have neighbors to serve and vocations to fulfill. Are you ready, Katie?
I was born ready. Push the button, Sarah.
Amen.
Scene 7. KFUO Radio, Podcast Studio E. Again.
Hey, we're back where it started.
We're back where you started. I still haven't found my own Lutheran ladies.
You haven't found the Lutheran ladies you were looking for. True. But by God's grace, we sure have found a whole bunch of sisters in Christ that you didn't know you had.
They really are everywhere, aren't they?
I should probably hop off here. Are you going to be okay?
Of course I'm going to be okay. With the Lord to guide me and the Lutheran ladies everywhere I turn, I'll be more than okay. And something tells me my herring barrel will be back on that wagon where it belongs within the next 2 button pushes. After that, who knows? Wittenberg, I hope. And then?
And then indeed.
You seem to know a lot about what lay in store for all those other Lutheran ladies. I don't suppose you'll spill the beans about what comes next for me, Sarah.
No spoilers, my friend, but I will say this. God has many blessings in store for you both now and eternally. Cherish them.
I will. Farewell, my sister in Christ. Auf Wiedersehen.
Amen.
What a journey. Aaron and Rachel are never going to believe any of this.
Believe any of what?
Oh, there you are. Where were you?
Don't you remember? We bumped our recording session back an hour. Oh. I had to take my kids to the dentist. Thanks for accommodating that, by the way.
No problem. So are we ready?
Oh, yeah. 300th episode. Let's go.
What a wild and wonderful ride it's been.
And we are just getting started.
Oh!
You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
And it's our 300th episode, in case you haven't noticed yet. How many times have we said it already?
Wow, this is so much fun.
Props to Rachel for writing a really fun script.
Yes.
Off of a herring barrel time machine creative.
You know, when the words herring barrel time machine pop up in a planning meeting, you just got to see it through. That's
yes.
The rule.
There are some things that have an immediate, you know, it's gold.
Yep.
First time you hear it.
And this was it.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it gave us the opportunity to revisit some of our favorite Lutheran ladies from past episodes. Mm-hmm. Every one of the women that we visited has been featured in a Storytime with Sarah episode. We'll link to mm-hmm. those in the show notes so you can go back and revisit them if you missed them. They're pretty cool, all of them.
They are.
Sorry, I must be back in the Industrial Revolution. Or just took a swig of tea the wrong way. Yeah, 300 episodes. We're all pinching ourselves. Like, this doesn't make sense any more than a herring barrel time machine does it. Nope. But we are so grateful to God, to KFUO, yeah. and to all of our listeners who have been with us on a wild and crazy journey over the last,
yes.
years? How many years? 5 years? 6 years? 300 episodes worth of years.
We're coming
It'll
up
be
on
six years in September.
No.
It's wild.
Craziness.
Yeah. I don't even understand how that happened.
And
I
now mean, you know why we thought a herring barrel time machine was plausible.
Yeah.
It's about as real as it feels.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it has been crazy. And also just the best, just to think about how this was just a tiny little idea nugget in Rachel's brain. I think it was your idea, wasn't it? I just remember
Probably.
We went to coffee one day and you're like, we need to do a thing. And I said we do.
Yeah.
And now we're here. And
typical. I had like a 2-page thing typed up. I'm like, I know we're just here for coffee, but I have this in my bag. It's a prospectus for a podcast that you should really consider. I'm such a dork. Oh my goodness.
That's why we love you.
Yeah.
But we have got some great stuff coming up this summer, this fall. Yeah. And if you love Katie Luther as much as we do, make sure to grab your copy of Kitty My Rib, which will be our July book club read. Yeah. That's coming right up here. And you can learn more about her story, because she's a cool lady as much as any of the other women who have been featured on this podcast.
It's true.
We are honored to call her our sister in Christ.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yeah. Somehow we haven't run out of new ideas for episodes in 300 episodes. That still blows my mind a little bit. Every time we have a planning meeting, we're like, hey, look, we have 3 more months of things planned. Who knew? Yeah.
That's amazing.
All by the grace of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, His providing. And I'm so grateful for each of you and the opportunity to hang out with you. Sometimes, as a military wife, I feel a bit like Bessie Effner out on the range, all alone in the world. But then I get to, you know, show up in the Riverside studio and hang out with you guys. And suddenly I don't feel alone at all. So it's a beautiful gift.
Yeah. And speaking of this summer, I know this will age at some point. So if you're listening to this after June of 2025, it won't make sense to you anymore. But all three of us are going to be in person at LWML this summer.
We are.
So if you're listening to this before June of 2025, come find us on the pink couch.
Sit on the pink couch with me. We'll take a selfie.
Yes.
And if it's after June 2025, well, I'm sure you'll find us somewhere else. Maybe on Facebook.
Hop in your own herring barrel and pop on by.
Find the herring barrel.
Push that button.
Oh, man. That's all we have. That was the episode.
That's it.
I mean, that's all it needs. But, like, it stands on its own.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you can always find us in our Facebook group, the OG Lutheran Ladies Lounge on Facebook. Lutheran Ladies Lounge on Facebook. Always something happening there. Also on our Instagram page at Lutheran Ladies Lounge. Post a lot of hymn verses, Bible verses, and of course, extra content from all of our episodes there. So you can follow us as well. Find all of our episodes, all 300 of them now, at KFUO.org/Lutheran Ladies Lounge or on your favorite podcasting app or on the KFUO radio app. You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm everybody else.
Quite literally.
Oh. Amazing.
Views and opinions expressed on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO Radio, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is produced by KFUO Radio and available at KFUO.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review for us, too. If you love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast, consider financially supporting our producer, KFUO Radio, so we can keep doing what we do. Find out how at KFUO.org/give.
I just have to say one word before we do this last scene so I can make sure I've got the Wisconsin. All right, we're good.
Duck and cover.
Wait, hold on. Hang on. Where's she's still laughing.
Clean air. Clean air. Okay.
Yes. Normally, I have no trouble at all putting on a Wisconsin accent, don't you know? But when I've just done all the rest, it's really, really hard
the vowel
to get
shift.
It just right. Yes. Vowel shift.